You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Love Lives Here, Finding What You Need in a World Telling You What You Want, written and read by Maria Goff. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with B&H Publishing Group, originally published in English as Love Lives Here, Finding What You Need in a World Telling You What You Want, copyright 2017 by Maria Goff, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Forward. None of us really fall in love. We just stop making everything about ourselves, and love floods into the space selfishness leaves behind when it leaves the room. That's what happened to me when I met sweet Maria 32 years ago. I wasn't looking for a wife at the time. That is, until I met Maria. Then I was looking for a wife. Here was my problem. She wasn't looking for me. When you find the right person, something changes inside of you. Food doesn't taste the same, movies aren't as entertaining as they used to be, and hanging out with your friends doesn't sound as fun anymore. All you want to do is be together with the person you've given your heart away to. I think God wired us from the factory for this kind of love and connection. Love without connection doesn't have much shelf life. Neither does connection without love. After trying to get Maria to like me back for quite a while, I took a knee and got out a partial, heart-in-the-throat marriage proposal to her. It was only partial because right after I got out the words, "Maria, will you?" I got all choked up, and I couldn't finish the sentence. You see, I'm emotionally incontinent, which is a real problem if you're a trial lawyer. Maria leaned down and gently held my face in her hands and said, "Marry me?" I nodded yes, and she nodded yes, too. None of us complete each other, but we can add a few words to the lives of the people around us to help them understand God's bigger plan for all of us. This is what Marie has done in this audiobook. She's offered a few words to help us understand what she's been learning from Jesus while she's been loving her family and the people around her. I'm a lawyer. I memorize things for a living. The things I'm still trying to memorize about love and faith and people, Maria just does naturally. Don't get me wrong. She's not perfect by any means. If you give her a box of See's candy, she'll take one out, bite the bottom off, and if she doesn't like it, she'll put the part of the candy she didn't eat back in the box. What kind of a person does that and doesn't even feel bad about it? That's just wrong. A man named Paul wrote letters to his friends, which make up a great deal of the Bible. In one of those letters, he said that God would finish what he started in us. Just like Maria finished my halting proposal, I'm banking on the notion that God isn't finished with any of us yet. I bet heaven can't wait to see what sentences he'll complete through each of us. Still, we need to start it so he can complete it. This audiobook is about starting where love lives, in your home, in your neighborhood, and in your life. It's been more than 30 years since sweet Maria and I said, "I do." And she's still completing my sentences, and I'm glad she does too, because she makes mine better when she does. Authentic love does this for each of us. It whispers the words we're missing and is gracious enough to let us think we came up with them ourselves. The words in this audiobook aren't just good. Good words are pretty easy to find. Almost anyone can come up with a few of them. These words are true, which is a little less common. They aren't just words about hopes either. They're about what happens when you actually let love invade your heart, your family, and your home. A lot of people want a great life. What I've watched sweet Maria do is live a great life. Maria isn't like me. In many ways, you couldn't find two more different people. I'm outgoing and loud and wave my arms in the air a lot. Being around people is oxygen to me. The more, the better. In contrast, sweet Maria is wise and brilliant and kind and shy. She thinks having me in the room's a lot of people. Seeing Maria at an event is like spotting a unicorn. Everyone likes talking to Maria because she's humble and loving and lives entirely without pretense or disguise. She doesn't need the attention or validation my own insecurity demands. She's able to do this for one reason.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?